772-475-3676. We hope to see you soon.
There's diversity of gifts. Everybody's not going to have the gift of working of miracles. Help me, Holy Ghost. I see I'm losing some of y'all right now. There's a move beyond Pentecost. It's called trumpets. But people get stuck at Pentecost. I'll give you a quick example, and I'm gonna get back to my message here. When Elijah was caught up, Elisha saw him, and the mantle fell on him. In other words, there was a transference of a mantle. It was no longer Elijah. That move had gone on. There were 50 prophets that saw from afar. See, 50 is Pentecost. They were watching from afar. They didn't see the shift. So when Elisha came back in the power of the Spirit with the mantle, who, by the way, did twice as many miracles, they said, let us go search for Elijah. We don't trust this. Maybe he's caught up in a mountain somewhere. Elisha said, no, y'all don't understand. No. They stayed at him until he said, go. 3 days they searched for the old move. See, there's some that are stuck on the old move. And it ain't moving. While Elisha's going on, doing twice as many miracles. Help us, Holy Ghost. Tell somebody it's time to move. The cloud has shifted. It's moved. Don't get caught up in denomination, in tradition, in what was. It's a new day. Amen. Discern the movement. Follow the cloud. Here they spoke in the languages of all the nations that were there. They were hearing the mysteries of God. Isn't God good? Language that they spoke created the territorial borders that encircled the people. Language has the power to establish dimensions. What are dimensions? Dimensions are the physical property of length, breadth, thickness. The Bible terms it the height, the depth, the breadth, dimensions, the extent, the scope, or the proportion of something, a dimension. What are the dimensions of this piece of plexiglass here? There are certain dimensions. Language has the ability, the power to establish dimensions. If the devil's all in your face all the time, pushing you around, you need to establish some dimensions. You need to get him off of you. You know, my favorite player, because number one, he represents the Lord, Steph Curry. And a lot of people say, I shoot just like him.
So you know.
No, I'm just talking. I did not get a chuckle out of that. No, but he's able as he's about my height, about my weight. And that's small in the sense in the NBA. But he's able to create space. Big dude get on him. Uh-oh, he in trouble. Because he has the step back. The step to the side shot. He'll razzle-dazzle with his ball handling. He's had a lot of people fall and get on the highlight reels. So a lot of people just got to stand back when he come, you know. But he knows how to create space. You need a reputation of creating space. So the devil ain't up on you all the time trying to, amen, crowd you and hack you and hassle you. They think twice about coming at you. Amen. He can create space. It's a beautiful thing too. You know, it's not just muscle. It's grace. It's finesse. Dimensions are established through language. It's not just about words. It's about right words. It's about mastering a language. I mentioned Wednesday night, some of us need to get certain words out of our vocabulary. Get rid of I can't. The Word of God declares that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Why are you saying you can't? Or it's impossible? The Word says unto him that believes, all things are possible. Tell somebody, it's not just about words. It's about the right words. So we're going to take a look at what the Bible calls a pure language. Go with me to Zephaniah. Go to your index if you need. Chapter 3, verse 8. Zephaniah. Just before Haggai, just after Habakkuk. Just after who? I hear somebody say, what Bible he read? Zephaniah, chapter 3, verse 8. Therefore, wait ye upon me, saith the Lord, until the day that I rise up to the prey. For my determination is to gather the nations, that I may assemble the kingdoms, to pour upon them mine indignation, even all my fierce anger. For all the earth shall be devoured with the fire of my jealousy. Verse 9. For then will I turn to the people a pure language, that they may all call upon the name of the Lord, to serve him with one consent. Somebody say, a pure language. Now, pure in the Hebrew is the word barar, B-A-R-A-R, barar. To clarify, be chosen, or make clear. To clarify, to be chosen. Or to make clear. And the word language in the Hebrew is shepheth. S-H-E-P-H-E-T-H. Shepheth. It means a margin. I gave you this definition. A margin, border, or termination, a boundary, or shore. A border, a boundary. Pure means to clarify, be chosen, or make clear. Some of us, I want to encourage you, I want to challenge you too, simply need to brush up on our heavenly language. I'm not talking about the unknown tongue that you may speak in. Exercise that. We'll look a little closer, but your heavenly language. You know, get rid of some of that ghetto talk. Erase the word lack and insufficiency out of your vocabulary. You're a child of a king. You are chosen. You are the peculiar nation. You should talk like a prince, a queen. Hello? Stop talking ghetto. I heard George Jefferson. I caught a little piece of the Jeffersons? And he said, when you get rich, you stop talking about the three R's. One was rats, roaches, and something else. He said, you stop talking about the rats, the roaches, and something else. I forget what it was. He said, when you get rich, you stop talking about the three R's. Well, some of us need to stop talking about certain things. Because language establishes boundaries and borders. When Jesus talks about give the devil no place, how do you do it? Through language. Through how you talk. Child, you know the devil is busy. Things getting worser and worser. Y'all feel me, right? Brush up on your English, first of all. And then rid yourself of certain words in your vocabulary. Because the Bible tells us that the path of the just, Proverbs 4:18, is as a shining light that shines more and more unto that perfect day. That great getting up morning. Shining more and more. Not less and less. More and more. So God's given to us a pure language. A pure language establishes chosen ground. Remember, pure means to clarify or to be chosen. A pure language establishes a territory. A pure language causes the place that belongs to God's people to become clearly marked. When you start talking right, the pure language, suddenly you see clearly what God has marked off for you. Where when you're talking, I call it the ghetto talk, or negative talk, you ain't gonna see it. Those spies that went in to the promised land that God had already given them, they said, we saw them.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.